Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Come on, kids. Came back from the cinema. They went to see If, that imaginary friends
movie.
Oh,
yeah, bro.
So good. Ryan Reynolds and all that. And they went to see it. And they came back walking into the house, cracking up laughing. And I was like, wow, they did a great day. They're on it. And like all of them, like from 9 to 14, just like crying loud. And I was going, was the cinema that good? They were like, oh, Dad, listen to this. So they told this incredible story about my wife. So they were a little bit late getting to the cinema. And obviously being the responsible mother that she is, she took the bulk of the drinks and snacks. The 14-year-old had most of the rest of them. And then she shuffled through past people. I was like, sorry. And the trailers were on, but it was dark.
Yeah.
Very dark. Like, sorry. Oh, sorry. I'm just going to... So popcorn, nachos, couple of Fantas, I think. And went along and... Obviously, there's five of them because I'm not there. It's usually six, five. So she'd count all the seats, whatever. So kind of got to the end and went, yeah, it looks like there's five seats there, Grant. And then got everyone to sit down and then sat down in the way you do in the cinema chair and you plonk yourself. Except she'd gone one seat too many and there was no seat. There was just the step.
Oh, no.
And she plonked her heart down. Fanta went everywhere. Popcorn, nachos, cheese.
No. She must have been covered.
Oh, covered. And then the kids just couldn't stop laughing. They said they missed most of the first half hour of the movie because they just kept remembering her going on her hoop. And just came back. I was like, how was the movie? They're like, don't even care. It was great. I don't even care about the movie. It was just about Mammy.
Oh, God.
Falling. And there's a good quote from Father Ted. When Owen McLove is presented with a jumper baked into a cake.
Yeah.
And she faints. Oh, no, maybe anyway, whatever. Mrs. Doyle faints, and he goes, ha! She fell in her arse. And we watched Father Ted religiously in my house, so Nina just kept walking around going, ha! She fell in her arse.
Your poor wife.
So she would love to just be able to go up to each of the kids and go, look very carefully at this light, and wipe that memory from their face.
That is going to be a memory when they're like... 35.
Totally.
They'll be sitting at their desk and work one day and it'll come back to them and they'll be hysterically laughing over the time their man sat down in a seat that didn't exist in the cinema.
Look, these things happen sometimes though in the dark. So I was wondering this morning, have you got in the dark disasters that you want to share? I mean, Emer, you were straight back when I mentioned this morning with another story.
Okay, there's no polite way for me to say this, so bear with me. I went to see 222, a ghost story in the Olympia
you
Theatre.
You loved it, right?
It was brilliant, yeah. I really recommend it, really, really good. And it's quite spooky, it's very dark, and the stage is amazing. They have this big red light that shines, but there's loads of jump scares in it. Mm. So I was sitting in the cinema, or in the theatre watching it, and the first jump scare happened and I heard a little whoop from the person in the vicinity near me. Like a little toot.
Okay. Oh right, a bottom toot.
A bottom toot, if you will.
You are being polite, yeah. I see.
So I was like, okay, the squeaky chairs, you know, because they're obviously brought in because sometimes the Olympia is a standing venue. It's like, must be the chair. Time passed, another jump scare. Another toot. And again, I was like, no, like this has to be the chair or whatever. So finally the interval came and myself and my other half were in the bar just catching up. And he was like, can you hear the person? I was like, can you hear them? He's like, no, I can smell them. Oh my God. And so I thought, interval's over. Maybe it won't be the same. But no, it continued for the rest of the play. That every time there was any sort of scare, jump, shocking moment, they were very excited about it.
And fair play to them, whoever they were.
I know.
You've got to let yourself go in these situations.
Yeah. I think
absolutely.
A cartoon, though. That's exactly what happened in a cartoon. Yeah.
And it made it worse because I couldn't concentrate on the scariness of it because every time it happened, and then I was waiting for the jump scare and the subsequent tooting. So.
Carl's been on with his one after my wife fell in the cinema. And after Emer sat down and 222 A Ghost Story and experienced someone else's tooting every time there was a jump scare. Carl, is this one?
I had a similar situation as your wife. Me and my wife went to the pictures and popcorn in hand and all, but we went into the wrong screen. We sat down. We know it was very high on. This is halfway through a film. So we get up to walk out and I walked into the wall, popcorn everywhere.
Walked into the wall, Carl. That's absolutely brilliant. 087-4100-102. There's another one in here now. Where's this one gone? It's Alison. Go on, Alison, tell us.
Years ago in the old cinema in Galway, they used to have a balcony and I sat on the front row of the balcony put my feet up on the bars and one foot slipped through. I was wearing ankle boots and I had to wait until the film was over and everyone had left the cinema so that I could drop my boot onto the the seats below and get my friend to get it so that I could escape. Embarrassing to say the least.
Ah, brilliant. Lou says, Dave, your poor wife, I can't. I've had my own cringe in the dark moment once. When I ran into the supermarket, it was lashing rain and dark. I came out and got into my husband's van. As you can imagine, there's lots of white vans around that look alike. I sat into the front of the wrong van beside some unfortunate man who didn't know what hit him. He said, how are you, love? I think you got the wrong van. My husband was watching it all unfold. Louie, poor thing. And then Sandra in Wexford said, somebody actually sat on my friend in the cinema because he didn't see him. How are you, Aoife?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. What's your story? Go on, tell me.
We were on a plane journey and I had the window seat and my husband had the aisle seat, and then there was a young woman, my husband had the middle seat and there was a young woman in the aisle seat. Mm. So he presumed that she had gone to the bathroom because the lights were dimmed and he couldn't see her. So the people in front of us had like reclined their chairs.
Yeah.
So he scooted across to her seat. I scooted across to his seat because I was like, oh, I'll go to the bathroom as well.
Yeah.
But the girl, like, hadn't gone to the toilet.
Oh, no.
Just didn't see her. So,
was he on top of her?
Yeah. And he had been, like, fast asleep. And then he had nowhere to go because I was in his seat. And he was just screaming.
The poor thing was asleep and all of a sudden there's a man sitting on her. Oh my God, amazing. And eventually I presume you scooted back to your seat and let him into his, did you?
No, he had to fall into the aisle because I couldn't stop
Oh
that.
My God, it's so good. Aoife, thank you so much for that. Go on, have a good weekend. See you, bye. There's Aoife. That's unbelievable. We've also got Ethna on the phone. Or on the voice note, I should say.
1993, Schindler's List, the Savoy on O'Connell Street. My friend from college, Petrina, and I arrived a bit late to the film. Sat down, got comfy for the movie that was over 3 hours. And when I left, I realised that what I thought was the armrest was in fact another person because it was a two-seat chair. So he left very quickly. Can you also just wish my son happy birthday tomorrow? He's 15, Joseph. Thanks, bye.
Thanks very much. See you later and happy birthday to Joseph. Connor's on the phone too. Hey, Connor.
Hey, how are we all?
Good, good, good. Go on, what's your In the Dark disaster?
Oh, God, something absolutely mad happened years and years ago. Me and my mates are out one night. I can't actually remember what country we were in. We were staying in a hostel.
Right.
And we came back to the room and it was pitch black and there was some random lad in there. And when we came in, he was just sleep-talking away. And we were still yapping away because we had a few drinks in us. And then out of nowhere, something hit me in the head. And I picked it up and there was a little, like, one of those little Nokia 3210s or something that cracked me in the head. And me and my mates were laughing and we were like, who threw that? And then nobody owned up because your man was just doing it in his sleep.
The guy who was sleep talking was sleep throwing his phone.
Yeah. He sleep through and hit me in the head with the phone and everyone was actually cracking up laughing and no one has ever let me forget it.
Oh, and rightly so. Absolutely amazing. I'll teach you to shut up in the hostel, Connor.
Yeah.
It's a nice one. Thanks a million for that.
No, all right.
See you later. Have a good weekend. Bye. More voice notes. 087-4100-102. Colm's been in touch as well.
Hi, guys. Many years ago, we were in Spain on holidays. I went to one of those big dance nights. Hundreds and hundreds of tourists there. I needed to go to the bathroom. Went in and a halftime break came on. I suddenly realised I was in the women's cubicle. Hundreds of Spanish women popping in and out to the bathroom. I could not escape for 45 minutes. I had to stay in there. And I suddenly realised there was a gap.
Stuck in the jacks for 45 minutes. Julian Carlos says, Dave, I once fell down the last few steps in the cinema going to the toilet, but instead of just getting up, I shouted, I'm okay, don't worry, to the whole cinema. Yes, amazing. And Dave, your poor wife, says in a text with no name on it, she lost about 500 euros worth of snacks with five of you. That's so true.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.